From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Nigeria's Air Force said it killed a number of senior Boko Haram fighters and possibly their overall leader. This comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived for talks on tackling militants. Chris Stein has this report on Secretary Kerry's visit.
The traditional ruler of Sokoto, the Sultan of Sokoto, is the highest Muslim leader in Nigeria, and it was at his palace that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave a speech condemning Boko Haram excesses. He said education and opportunity could turn people away from the extremist group.
Boko Haram boasts no agenda other than to murder teachers, burn books, kidnap students, rape women and girls, and slaughter innocent people, most of whom are Muslims.
Boko Haram has killed about 20,000 people and displaced up to 2.7 million in its seven-year insurgency in northern Nigeria. Chris Stein for VOA News, Sokoto, Nigeria.
Turkey Tuesday pounded Islamic State jihadists in Syria with new artillery strikes, with tensions flaring on the Turkey-Syria border after the bombing in Gaziantep that left 54 people dead. Turkish howitzers on Monday hit jihadist and Kurdish rebel targets across the frontier. And new fighting Thursday, two mortar rounds fired from an IS-controlled area in Syria hit a southeastern Turkish town. Foreign ministers from Japan, China, and South Korea kicked off a two-day meeting in Tokyo Tuesday. It comes as their countries are at odds over territorial disputes, as well as a U.S. missile defense system and a regional problem with North Korea. You're listening to VOA News. Armenia Tuesday jailed a Russian soldier for life for killing a family of seven near his base in Armenia in a case that sparked outrage. The conscript soldier, Valery Permakov, was convicted of murdering a couple, their adult son and daughter, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren in their home some 90 kilometers from the capital of Yerevan in 2015. Permakov has pleaded guilty. However, the reasons behind the murders still remain unclear. A roadside bomb killed an American soldier Tuesday near the capital of Afghanistan's Helmand province after the first major U.S. deployment to the city since foreign forces withdrew in 2014. The blast left another American and six Afghan soldiers wounded, according to the U.S.-led NATO coalition. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis in and around Mosul could be uprooted by the military assault to retake the city from the Islamic State, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Tuesday. This is UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards.
In Iraq, we believe displacement may be about to dramatically worsen as the focus of military action turns towards Mosul. Already, over the last few months, some 213,000 people have fled their homes in different parts of the country.
The UNHCR, meanwhile, is looking to set up camps in up to six locations across northern Iraq. However, finding available land for the new camps has become a critical issue. Cambodia's UN-backed court Tuesday heard harrowing new details about the Khmer Rouge's forced marriages. It's one of the brutal regime's last reported atrocities. The Khmer Rouge oversaw the deaths of up to 2 million Cambodians from 1975 to 1979. However, the testimony is the first time the court has heard about the tens of thousands of couples who were forced to marry, often in mass ceremonies. It was part of the Khmer Rouge plan to boost the population. German car maker Volkswagen said Tuesday that it had reached a deal with suppliers to resume deliveries after a stoppage that forced the group to stop production at several plants. The Volkswagen, as well as the suppliers Kartrim and ES Gus, had been locked in a dispute over the component maker's decision to stop delivery. The automaker obtained court injunctions, ordering the two suppliers to resume delivery in early August. Russian competitors remain banned from the Rio Paralympics after the country lost an appeal Tuesday against a suspension issued over evidence of state-run doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sport dismissed the appeal filed by the Russian Paralympic Committee. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.